हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो we have been seeing the Taittiriya Upanishad first chapter. As you all know, the first chapter does not discuss Brahma Vidya, but it discusses the disciplines or preparatory disciplines for the knowledge. And in that context, we have seen the previous Anuvakaha. In the previous class, we have seen the first discipline introduced in this chapter is a upasanam, which is a manasam karma, a mental activity, a meditation. And this meditation is mainly for antahkarana shuddhi, antahkarana naishchalyam. And I told you, this meditation is not the only meditative technique. There are so many meditative techniques discussed in many Upanishads. And it is one of the meditative techniques, one of the meditations introduced here. And it is that the meditation we discussed earlier is called Samhita Upasanam. And you know Samhita means Vedic combinations of letters or Sandhihi. It is called combinations of letters. And here the combinations of letters taken for meditation as alambanam support, the symbols of meditation are from the Veda. Therefore, Veda, Vedic combinations of letters. And there are four factors there. The previous form, the preceding form, Purva Rupam, the following form, Uttara Rupam, and the place where they come together is called Sandhihi, and another letter which is inserted newly is called Sandhanam. Therefore, we have Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi and Sandhanam, upon which they are only symbols of meditation, Alambanani. Upon each Alambanam, each support, one given Devata is to be invoked. So that's how we have five branches of the same Samhita Upasanam, wherein we have with these lokas, luminaries, the different worlds are invoked upon, meditated upon those Samhitas. Then we have luminaries meditated upon those Samhitas. Then we have the things connected to the Brahmacharya Ashrama are meditated upon those Samhitas. Then we also had objects pertaining to the family life, Grihastha Ashrama, meditated upon those Samhitas. We also had the different limbs meditated upon those different Samhitas. Like this, we have five upasanas mean five branched upasana, which is called what now? Samhita Upasanam. I told you it is not compulsory you should practice these meditations. It is optional. It is just for us to understand the meditation, that's all. And later on, in the next Anuvaka, Upanishad introduced other two disciplines. One discipline is called Japaha, another discipline is called Homaha. It is not any number of disciplines are implemented there, presented there. All those disciplines, not compulsory, but it is all for disciplining your mind. So the next Anuvaka, the fourth Anuvaka, Upanishad introduces mantras or presence mantras meant for the japaha, meant for repeated utterance, and mantras meant for the performance of a ritual. Same anuvaka, presence, two types of presence mantras for both disciplines. One for some mantras for japaha and some mantras for performance of homaha. And actually, even though these mantras are presented for japaha and performing homaha, actually these mantras consist of prayer. And what do we pray for? We pray for good physical health, good mental health, and we pray for the preparedness of the mind. You can say antakarna shuddhi, a nice chalyam which is very much required for jnanam. And we pray for the knowledge of the reality. And there's also one more thing you remember. The student, because this is a prayer done by a student, and even as a student, the student prays for what? Actually, the prosperity, wealth, and he prays for the sharpness of intellect, and he is praying for wealth. He's also praying for students, future students, even as a student, and he thinks that he is going to become a teacher, and thereby he wants more students also. All these things are there now itself in the prayer. And mainly, when we introduce this, the fourth anuvaka begins with the mantras, and the first mantra, the mantra which is meant for japaha, consists of prayer for medha shaktihi, sharp intellect, good power of intellection. Wherein you prayed for good fit physical body and fit sense organs, and everything you want, a fit mind, everything you want in fit condition. So that's the prayer. Let us do that mantra, then we will proceed to the next mantra. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupah chandobhyo dhyamruta atsambhabhuva samendro medhaya asprunotu amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me madhumattama kanna abhyam bhuri vishravam brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitah shrutam me gopaya. We have already seen the meaning of this mantra, and here the student is praying to Bhagavan Ishwaraha, the Lord, the Whole, the Universal Law and Order. But because Bhagavan the Whole includes the one who is praying to the Lord, you need to have a symbol, you know, upon which the Lord is invoked. And here the symbol taken for the Lord to pray, to relate to the Lord, is Omkaraha Pranavaha. And as I told you, this Omkaraha consists of three sounds, Akara, Ukara, Makaraha. And these three sounds, is Om, because it symbolizes the Lord, it stands for Ishvara the Whole. First, there is a glorification of the Omkaraha. Omkara is glorified. So, Chandasam Rishabaha. I'm repeating today purposely because it's a very important mantra. You need to do Japaha. Now, if you want sharp intellect, don't want to get senile and all that, keep on chanting this mantra. Therefore, Chandasam Rishabaha. And I told you last class itself, Chandayati iti Chandas. Chandayati means it has two meanings, that which protects and that which, you know, that which protects and that which clarifies also. You know, that which protects us and that which, if we say Chandayati iti Chandas. You know, Chandas. That's why Chandas means a meter, Chandas also means a Veda mantra, Chandas also means, you know, just any mantra is Chandas. Veda also is called Chandas. And here Chandas is a mantra, Veda mantra. Chandasam Rishabaha. Here the most exalted of all the Veda mantras is Omkaraha. Chandasam Rishabaha. And here Chandasam Rishabaha. And that is Chandu Omkaraha has come into existence from where it has been extracted from the very Veda itself. Chandobhyodhyamrutat sambhava. So it had come into existence from the very Veda, which is a timeless Shastram. And I told you the last time how Omkara becomes the exalt of the mantras. Because Omkara is the essence of the teaching. How do we know it's the essence of the teaching? Because if we dwell upon the meaning of the Omkaraha, if we inquire into the meaning of Omkaraha, we will be blessed with the vision of the reality. But how to dwell upon the Omkaraha, meaning of the Omkaraha, how to inquire into the meaning of Omkaraha, as I told you, will be discussed later on in Mandukya Upanishad. But now you should understand this much, that meditating upon Omkaraha or inquiring into the meaning of Omkaraha is contemplation, which will bless us with the vision of the self, the reality. Therefore, Omkara is very great. And here we say, Chandobhyaha Sambhabhuva means, we have this story that it seems all the Vedas, now all the Vedas were thoroughly studied by Brahmaji. And he had knowledge of all the four Vedas. See, one should have thorough knowledge of all the four Vedas to analyze. How can you analyze anything without knowing what it is? So analyzing the mantras implies what? One having knowledge of the Vedas. This, he really, Brahma, what he did, he analyzed all the four Vedas, all the mantras of all the Vedas, and he arrived at the conclusion. Means what? He churned all the mantras. Means what? Actually, he intellectually analyzed all the mantras. Then he thought, he extracted three lines from the mantras. They are the what now? I told you, the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra consists of three lines. What are they? Tatsa viturvare enyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yo na prachodayat. These three lines are extracted, actually three lines stand for the essence of three Vedas. Rig yajus sama. Therefore he reduced all the three Vedas into three lines of Gayatri Mantra. Again, these three lines were reduced to three Vyahritis, Vyahritayaha. What are the three Vyahritayaha? You know, Vyahritihi, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha are the three Vyahritis. So this Om, Bhur, Bhuvaswaha, you know, say, it is as good as saying the whole mantra, Gayatri Mantra. Why? Because three lines again have been reduced to three Vyahritis. We are going to study Vyahritis again later on in the following section. And the section following Anuvaka. And these three Vyahritis again have been reduced to three sounds. Akara, Ukara, Makaraha. So Akara stands for Bhuhu, this whole world, and Bhuvaha, now Ukara stands for what? Bhuvaha, which implies the Antariksham, and Makara stands for, you know, Suvaha, higher world. So Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha implies the whole, this universe, the unknown world, and the intermediary space. Therefore, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, these three Vyahritis, Vyahritihi, singular, Vyahrutayaha, plural, is three Vyahrutis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, stand for what now? Three worlds, this world, Swargalok, unknown world, and the Antariksham, intermediary space. These three Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Vyahrutis again were reduced to three sounds, Akaraha, Makaraha, and Ukaraha, Makaraha. Omkara is the essence of Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha essence of three lines, and three lines of Gayatri Mantra, essence of all three Vedas. Therefore, Omkara is what now? The exalted of the mantras. Where has Omkara come into existence from? Chandobhyaha, from the Veda, all the Veda mantras. Extracted. You put all the mantras together, you know, in one mixi and churn it, then you get out of what? Omkara comes up as a butter. Don't think that way. What I'm saying? It is extracted from the Omkaraha. It means one is thoroughly studied. What is the essence of subject matter of the Veda? Comes out. What now? All that is here is Ishvara. The understanding comes, that is the essence of the teaching. Isn't it? So, Omkaraha, he says. But Chandobhyaha Amritat Sambhabhuva. Then may the Lord, in the form of Omkara, protect us. Saha Indraha Samendro Medhaya Asprunoto. So, how can he protect us? Only by blessing us with wisdom. He can protect us in many ways. But absolute protection is in jnanam. And jnanam is possible only if I have sharp intellect. Therefore, may that Lord in the form of Omkara bless me with good power of intellection. Samendro medhaya asprunoto. Samendro medhaya asprunoto. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. Hey Deva, O Lord in the form of Omkara, O Lord in the form of the self-effulgent Lord in the form of Omkara, may I become a jnani, may I become a wise person, may I be the container of the wisdom knowledge. It means may I become a wise person. Please make me wise. I am not wise. I want to become wise. I make my efforts to become wise. I'm not able to. Please bless me with the wisdom. Therefore, may I become wise. May I become the jnani. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. I told you already the word amrutam here means jnanam. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. Shariram me vicharshanam. So may my physical body be in good condition, in a fit condition, may I become physically healthy. Shariram me vicharshanam, jihva me madhumattama. So may I be the person of sweet words. You have to remember, may my words be anudvegakaram vakyam. May my speech be satyam vachanam vakyam. May my speech be hitam vakyam. May my words be what? Priyam. I have to remember this, okay? Satyam priyam anudvegakaram hitam. So I'm just going fast because we've already done it. So, jihva me madhumattama karna abhyambhuri vishruvam. So may I listen to the subject matter of the Shastra, may have the opportunity, may be blessed with the opportunity to be able to listen as much as possible subject matter of the Shastra. So here, Bhuri Vishruvam Shrutam me Gopaya. So may whatever I have been listening to, whatever has been heard by me, whatever is being heard by me, O Lord, may all that is heard be for my relative and absolute protection. Relative protection means protection of my body, mind, and complex, protection of my speech, protection of everything, all that is I need to protect, not to be ready for jnanam. Then being blessed with jnanam is being protected absolutely. So Hirshutam me Gopaya, may I be protected. Or, oh Lord, please protect me. All that I hear contribute for my relative and absolute protection. So this mantra I've already seen. I repeated it just to start the class today. And later on, this here ends the mantra with the prayer meant for Japaha. Then begins the mantra meant for performing ritual consisting of a prayer for wealth. As I told you, as a student of Vedanta, as a brahmachari, now it is done by a brahmachari, a student. Therefore, he is praying for wealth. And we have seen why he needs a wealth. I told you, everybody, Shastram never says one should deprive oneself of pursuing wealth and enjoying pleasures. But one's pursuit of wealth and pleasures must be in conformity with dharma. Okay, that's very important. And here the student is praying for wealth. Even if we make effort, you need to have Bhagavan's grace to make wealth. I tell you, without effort, Bhagavan's grace is impossible. But mere grace without effort is not enough. Grace is impossible. And without grace, mere effort also is not impossible, is not enough. Therefore, one needs to have what? Actually, effort and grace, and wait for the time for the accomplishing anything. Therefore, here all the student is praying for wealth, because wealth he needs in order to have students, to help the students in future, that he can help. When the students come to him as students also, he should be able to provide them all that the students need. The food, shelter, you know, and all that is required for a student, he has to provide. And he can't expect money from the student. Now the students have to give dakshina, but the teacher is not supposed to expect dakshina from the student. That's a big thing. Therefore here, the student is praying for wealth. And he prays for what all wealth he is praying for? We see Shriyam Avaha. O Lord, may you bless me with lots of prosperity and wealth. May Lakshmi come to me. And how should she come? In what form? We saw Avahanti, and here onwards, Avahanti Vitanvana. So Avahanti onwards, a mantra for the mantra consisting of a prayer for wealth meant for the performance of Homaha. So we don't need to perform ritual, but still you can pray, no problem. Okay. We can't perform Homa ritual. So it's called Avahanti Homa Mantra. And then this Avahanti Homa Mantra, the very word Avahanti means that which brings. The ritual which is performed with the chanting of this mantra brings what? Wealth. Therefore, Avahanti Mantra. Avahanti Homaha, and meant for prosperity and wealth. And then this wealth should come to me. What I do not have, it should come to me. Once it comes also, it should expand. And whatever wealth which expands, also what? It should stay forever with me. You should never, one day I should not become a pauper. Okay? I should always be a rich person. That's the meaning. Avahanti vitanvana. Avahanti vitanvana. Kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagam simamaga vascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha Lomasham Pashubhis Sahaswaha. Lomasham Pashubhis Sahaswaha. So till there, okay? From that Avahanti onwards, till Pashubhis Sahaswaha, the mantra concerns prayer for wealth, prosperity. and he asks for the wealth which comes to him newly. He asks for the wealth which will expand, and he prays for the wealth which will remain forever with him. And thereafter he prays for good clothing and also lots of cattle wealth. He is praying for food, drink, always. There should never be poverty, there should always be prosperity. There should be abundance of food and water. Then he says, also Lord, please bless me with lot of woolly animals also, sheep, etc. So we have lot of wool in places like London also. We will not suffer. In Australia, we may not need wool. But here in London, we need wool. Therefore, we will be comfortable that we won't be shivering, so we won't miss the classes. So we'll be comfortably placed so we can study properly. So anyway, I just joked it. Please don't take lomashaha means lomashaha pashuhu means an animal, like sheep, etc. The woolly animal. Therefore, here he says lomasham pashubihi saha. May you bless us with all forms of cattle wealth. And then swaha is what? Lomasham pashubis sahaswaha. The swaha, when he says swaha, as he chanting these mantras with the prayer, and he offers oblations into the fire. Lomasham pashubis sahaswaha. That's why swaha. The swaha tells you that the student is performing a ritual. The word is not, it means which is hail to thee, is the meaning. So I'm offering this to you. Please accept as the meaning. Okay. Thereafter, there's a prayer continues again. This is a new portion today, which you have to start. Here, the student is praying for the students. O Lord, please bless me with many students in future. So, who are all the students who should be coming to me? Listen to me now. We'll see that. Pramayanto, pramayanto. This is from here. This is a new lesson today. Pramayanto, pramayanto, brahmacharina swaha. Brahmacharina swaha. Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. No, don't say that. Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Brahmacharina swaha. Damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Yashojane sane swaha. Yashojane sane swaha. Shreyan vashyaso sane swaha. Shreyan vashyaso sane swaha. Tam tva bhaga pravishane swaha. Pravishane swaha. Samabhaga pravishaswaha. Pravishaswaha. Tasmin sahasrashakhe. Tasmin sahasrashakhe. Nibhagaham. Nibhagaham. Tvayim ruje swaha. Tvayim ruje swaha. Yathapav pravatayanti. Yathapav pravatayanti. Yathamasa aharjaram. Yathamasa aharjaram. Evam maam brahmacharinaha.
Evam maam brahmacharinaha.
Dhatarayanto. Dhatarayanto. Sarvataswaha. Sarvataswaha. Prativeshose. Prativeshose. Pramabahi. Pramabahi. Pramapadyasva.
Pramapadyasva.
Okay, till here, with this, the fourth anuvakaha ends. So here, this, having prayed for medha shakti, good power of intellection, and having prayed for prosperity, now the student is praying for the future students. And why he is praying for the students? Because I told you the main reason is the student has to pay back his debts to the parampara. When we study the shastram, we become indebted to the parampara, guru parampara. The lineage of teachers who preserve, because a timeless shastram till now it is available means, how is it available? Because it has been perpetuating, it has been preserved. And it has been preserved means it has not become extinct. Therefore, it is very important to preserve any wisdom, knowledge, any discipline in order to be handed over, in order to be for perpetuated, so that the people who come in future also will benefit by this jnanam. They will not lose this wisdom. Here, and because till now the student here is able to get this knowledge, because it is a timeless shastram, it could have become extinct. It hasn't become extinct. Even today it's available. How? The person who knows this knowledge, who has gained this jnana, if he doesn't teach this to anybody else, he keeps it with himself and he dies, after him, that particular discipline will become extinct. It won't be available. Therefore, the perpetuation is always through preservation, and preservation is only by handing over or sharing this knowledge to other person through teaching, through communication. Is it? Therefore, now who is the one who has preserved this for me? The parampara, the whole parampara I have to. So the whole parampara I am indebted to. Therefore, it's called Rishi Runam. Rishi Runam. And I have to pay back my debts to the teacher, Guru Rishi Parampara, Guru Parampara. How? Only by sharing this knowledge to other people. If you cannot share this knowledge yourself as a teacher, at least be supportive of the institutions, you know, who really work for the preserving this knowledge. And here we say this, Rishi Runam. Rishi Runa Nivaranartham. The Sishyaha Patayati. The Sishya wants to teach. And second thing, you know, so the two things. One is for preserving knowledge. One is for, you know, paying back his debts to the rishis, parampara. Well, for two purposes, two purposes get served by doing one thing. It is sharing this knowledge. Therefore, he wants more students. How can he share his knowledge if students don't come to him? So he needs students to come to him. Therefore, he is praying for students.
Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha.
So, offering oblations in the fire. And he prays, O Lord. See, here you have to take that and join it with yantu. So, ayantu. Say now. Ayantu. See, yantu is separately there, a is separately there. Put both together. Then get the word ayantu. Ayantu means varattum. May come. Ayantu, may come. who should come to me? Brahmacharinaha, the students. Okay, the students, the Vedic students, Vedantic students are known as Brahmacharinaha. Okay, Brahmacharinaha, disciples, ayantu come. To whom? To me as a teacher. Ma means mom. See, ma has two meanings. Okay, it means mom, me, the objective of asmad shabdaha, mom, me. Another ma is negative particle. If we take negative particle, let them not come. Okay? Gachchatu, go. Ma gachchatu, don't go. Gachcha, go. Ma gachcha, don't go. Drink, piba. Ma piba, don't drink. That is not the meaning here. Here, what is the meaning? Mom. Mom, but he, how it is given here? Ma. Ma means mom. Mom means not M-O-M mom or M-U-M mom here. Mom here is what? To me. Okay. Brahmacharinaha mom ayantu. May disciples come to me. This is the meaning. Brahmacharinaha mam ayantu. See, literally what the literal meaning of the word brahmachari, people think, na, unmarried person, a bachelor is called brahmachari. Hey, those days students were unmarried. So they were unmarried means what? Now they're not, they don't remain unmarried forever. This is a stage, a student. When you are a student, you are very young, you're supposed to be focused in your studies. And say they are not married. Therefore, we say brahmachari means what? It also means he is not a householder. He is not yet married. He doesn't have the responsibility of looking after the family, etc. Therefore, brahmachari means a disciple, a student. Don't take anybody who is not married is not a brahmachari. Okay? That's what I am saying. A brahmachari is supposed to be an unmarried person. Okay? A young boy. But all those who are unmarried are not brahmacharis. Why? Because very word brahmachari is a beautiful word. Brahma in the word brahmachari means Vedaha. The word Brahma in the word brahmachari means Vedaha. And chari means charati iti chari. Charati means what? One who conducts himself, one who lives, one who follows the injunctions of the Veda. One who lives his lifestyle, you know, in keeping with the teaching of the Veda. One who follows all the disciplines expected on the part of the students. He's called Brahmachari, means a highly disciplined student. That's why he's called a disciple. So, Brahmachari. When he says, O Lord, may Brahmacharinaha students come to me. Mam brahmacharinaha ayanto. Amayanto brahmacharina swaha. Amayanto brahmacharina swaha. Then he is asking which sort of brahmacharis should come to me. Which sort of students should come to me. And by asking for the type of students he expects, he also reveals what? How the students should be. We also indirectly understand the student's qualification here.
Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha. Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha.
So, again you have to know, Ma ayantu swaha.
Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha.
So brahmacharinaha mam ayantu, same thing. But what is this V? V stands for vividha kamana vantaha. The students who are interested in different types of subject matters. The students who are interested in Vedanta Shastram, the students who are interested in grammar, Vyakarana Shastram, students who are interested in Tarka Shastram, students who are interested in different Shastrams, come to me. So that we can share this knowledge. And here, the students who are interested in Vedanta Shastram also you can say, suppose if people are interested only in Bhagavad Gita, I remember Pitaji used to be interested only in Bhagavad Gita. You know, and people who are interested in Upanishads. Some people think, no, Bhagavad Gita is not original Vedanta Shastram, and Upanishads are the original Shastram. So, I'm interested only in Upanishads, I'm not interested in Bhagavad Gita. But here, this student is praying for students of different interests in different subject textbooks or the same subject matter also. Is it clear now? So, Vimayantu, he means what? Vividha Kamana Vantaha Sishyaha Mam Prati Agachantu. O Lord, may students interest in different subject matters come to me. Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Now again you have to understand that Maayantu Brahmacharinaha, that is line, simple line. At least you are very relaxed now. The same line is repeated. Brahmacharinaha Maam Ayantu. Brahmacharinaha Ma Ayantu means what? May the disciples, disciplined students, come to me. And who are the here? Pra. What is pra? Pra stands for Prajnavantaha Sishyaha. Prajnavantaha Sishyaha means people who are of sharp intellect, who are very, very intelligent. O Lord, may the intelligent students come to me, come to study with me. They come to me, students come to me, lot of students. All of them are equally dull-headed people. And then it's too difficult also. So he says, O Lord, may the intelligent students come to me. Prajnavantaha is implied by the letter pra. Pra, maam ayantu, prajnavantaha sishyaha maam prati agachantu. Mat samipam patanartham agachantu. So, prajnavantaha. Here, students are of three types. Uttamaha sishyaha, madhyamaha sishyaha, mandaha sishyaha. You know that? So, may the students who come to me be all Uttama Sishyaha, not Manda Sishyaha. So, Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha.
Shamayantu Brahmacharina
Swaha. Okay, now he says, Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha.
Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha.
So may these brahmacharis who live, whose lifestyles are completely governed by the Vedic injunctions, those students come to me, but the letter da there stands for what? Students who have Damaha. You know what is Damaha? May students who have perfect mastery over their senses and organs of actions come to me. That means who are high disciplined students come to me. Disciplined brahmacharis come to me. That means who are not extroverted. Damayantu, the students who come to me, not be extroverted. May those students not be extroverted. May those students not be distracted attention. May the students be off. May them not be of scattered attention. May my students be, the students who come to me, be of, you know, focused attention. So, Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha.
दमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
अगेन् शमायन्तु सो मा ब्रह्मचारिणः आयन्तु सेम मीनिंग मे डिसाइपल्स कम टू मी बट विच डिसाइपल्स दोस हु हैव शमः श मा आयन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः मीन्स the disciples who have shamaha, who have mastery over their mind, come to me. So those who have damaha and shamaha, come to me. That's the meaning. Those who have mastery over their thinking, that means, which means those who live a life of dharma, come to me. Those who are of balanced mind, come to me. This is the meaning. Now if they come and sit here, and if they are highly distracted, they do not have any attention span at all. Sometimes they can concentrate. But attention span may not be there. Half an hour and we will start, they will show me the wall clock and timepiece. Or they will like, do like this. This means what? This means this is lack of attention span. See, sometimes you lack the very concentration at all. Highly extroverted, you cannot focus at all. Sometimes you are able to focus, but not for a long time. So, Dhammaha implies the students being able to be focused. And the second, Shamaha implies here, the students enjoying good attention span, good span of attention. Isn't it? They could be able to sit for a long time. Long means not the whole day, I'm saying. And here the complaint also, oh, you know, we can't sit for half an hour, move. I know it is not, you're not able to sit for, there's some effort, deliberate effort must be there. Only then you get used to it. Isn't it? So, Shamaha, look at this. It's a prayer. That's why we understand the problems. It is not possible for us to sit for long time because we don't have long span of attention. So here the student is asked praying for the students who have good attention span and who have good concentration also, who can be focused for long time. So, Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Till here he is praying for disciples. That is over. Now he is again the prayer continues. Same Om Mantra. The mantra is meant for performing Homa itself. Continues here.
यशो जने सा निस्वाहा यशो जने सा निस्वाहा
He says, O Lord, यशः असानि यशः means fame and यशः here you should take it as famous. असानि means may I become popular, well-known, eminent, famous teacher. Among whom? Among all the people here. Jane itself means among people. Janeshu. Of the people who live in the society. There are so many people who live in the society. Of all the people. And I should become, famous. May I be the famous teacher. Jane Yashaha Asani Swaha. Jane Yashaha Asani Swaha. O Lord, may become the well-known teacher. So the more I am heard, the more I will attract students. The more I am famous, the more I will have students, the more I have students, more I can share jnanam, more I can contribute for the preservation and perpetuation of this knowledge. The more I can express my gratitude and respects to my parampara, the teachers. That's why he's saying now, Yasho jane sa niswaha, Yasho jane sa niswaha, Shreyan vashyaso sa niswaha, Shreyan vashyaso sa niswaha. So Shreyan vashyasaha asani. I told you, have to remember the word swaha stands, implies that the student is performing a ritual, offering oblations into the fire. And what is his prayer? Asani. Asani means may I be. Asmi means I am. Asani means what? It's an imperative. May I be. Asani. Avenaha. That's the meaning. May I become the well-known teacher. Now he says, Shreyan. Shreyan means what? Greater. And Vashyasaha. May I become greater than whom? Vashyas means wealthy, rich people. So may I become greater than the rich people means may I be richer than the richest people. Very nice. All of you are interested. Isn't it? May I become richer than the richest people. Vashyas means rich. Vashyasaha means rich. No, possessive. Of the richest people, of the rich people, may become greater. Means what? How can I become greater than the rich person? I should be, not only I should be wiser, I should be richer as well. As a teacher, I must be definitely wiser. And then I'm simply a wiser person, but a pauper on the road, no. I should be richer also. Therefore, Shreyan, O Lord, may I be wiser and richer than the richest people or the wealthy rich people. Vashyasaha, Vashyas, Vashyasaha. Vashyas, rich, Vashyasaha, of the rich. May be the Shreyan, may be of superior person. So may I be the superior person, may be of the higher level in that among the rich people. So here he says, Shreyan Vashyasaha, Shreyan Asani, Yashaha Jane Asani. Now he says, Shreyan Vashyaso Sa Niswaha, Shreyan Vashyaso Sa Niswaha. Now he is speaking quite different. Now the different prayer comes. Tam Tva Bhaga, Tam Tva Bhaga, Pravisha Niswaha, Pravisha Niswaha, Tam Tva Bhaga, Pravisha Niswaha, Tam Tva Bhaga, Pravisha Niswaha. He says, He Bhaga, the word Bhaga is in Bhagavan, O Lord. Do you remember the meaning of the word Bhaga? You all must be remembering the meaning of the word Bhaga. Where have you come across the meaning of the word Bhaga? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Every time you say Bhagavan Uvacha, you should remember the meaning of the word Bhagavan. And why Bhagavan is called Bhagavan? Because he has Bhaga. What does the word Bhaga mean? Bhaga. Bhaga.
Sixfold.
Ah, very good. I'm very happy to know that. You all remember. The sixfold virtues, one who has the sixfold virtues in equal measure is called Bhagavan. And so the Bhaga stands for sixfold virtues. What are they? All jnanam, all wealth, all fame, then all strength, total dispassion, then overlordship. Remember that. No, jnanam, shrihi, yashaha, viryam, vairagyam, then Aishwaryam. Therefore, so here Bhagavan, in vocative case, hey Bhagavan. Bhagavan is nominative, Bhagavan is vocative. And here you say, hey Bhaga, hey Bhagavan, O Lord. Hey Bhaga, he says, Tam Tva Pravishani Swaha. Tam Tva, Tva means Tvam, you, objective you, Unnai. Tam Tva, such you, Bhaga Pravishani. Pravishani means what? May I enter. Nurevenaha, that's the literal meaning. Okay, may I enter. O Lord, may I enter into you. What does it mean? Bhagavan is sitting somewhere, we'll all straight go and enter into him or what? There's no such thing called walking towards Bhagavan and entering into himself and becoming one with him. Okay? May, O Lord, may I enter into you is a literal meaning. O Lord, may I be one with you. In fact, may I be one with you means it is impossible for you to become one with you because you are already one with Bhagavan. You are already non-separate from Bhagavan. The student is asking for what? Oh Lord, please bless me with the knowledge that I am already non-separate from you. I am already one with you. So may I be one with you, may become one with you, may I enter into you, means what? May I recognize the knowledge that I am already non-separate from you. He Bhaga Tam Tva Pravishani Swaha. Sama Bhaga Pravisha Swaha. Sama Bhaga Pravisha Swaha. So, now, Saha Bhagaha Mam Pravisha. Now, not only I should enter into the Lord. Now, he says what now? May that Lord enter into me. Saha Bhagaha Ma Pravishatu. Pravisha. May that Lord enter into me. Because he is addressing directly, he says Pravisha. Saha must be Pravishatu. But because Vedic usage, such Lord, O Lord, may you enter into me. O Lord, may you enter into me. Sattvam Pravisha. May you enter into me again, what does it mean? If you make efforts, there's some, in Puranas we say, if you make efforts to reach Bhagavan, and Bhagavan also knows that you are walking too long towards him, so he also wants to come half the way and say, meet with you. To less, you know, reduce your distance of travel. He also walks towards you and meets you on the way and shakes your hands. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. So may that Lord also enter into me. That is not the meaning. That means sometimes may Bhagavan enter into me means may Bhagavan bless me with the knowledge that I don't need to travel. He doesn't need to come to me. He's already one with me. I don't need to travel towards Bhagavan. Bhagavan need not travel towards me to enter into me, to become one with me. Bhagavan is already me. I am already Bhagavan. I am already non-separate from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is already non-separate from me. May Bhagavan bless me with that wisdom, with that understanding, with that knowledge that I am already non-separate from Ishvara. Bhagavan is already non-separate from me. Okay? So may Bhagavan reveal the oneness of reality to me. That's the meaning. Samabhaga pravisha. Samabhaga pravisha swaha. Samabhaga pravisha swaha. Do you remember? These are all prayers. Tasmin sahasrashakhe, tasmin sahasrashakhe, nibhagaham, nibhagaham, tvayim ruje swaha, tvayim ruje swaha. You can have tea and come back. Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha, pramayantu brahmacharina swaha,
pramayantu brahmacharina
swaha, damayantu brahmacharina swaha,
damayantu brahmacharina swaha,
shamayantu brahmacharina swaha,
shamayantu brahmacharina swaha,
yasho jane sa niswaha,
yasho jane sa niswaha,
Shreyan vasya so sa niswaha,
Shreyan vasya so sa niswaha,
Tam tva bhaga pravisha niswaha,
Tam tva bhaga pravisha niswaha,
Sama bhaga pravisha swaha,
Sama bhaga pravisha swaha.
Okay, till here we have seen the last prayer was the student prayed for the vision of the oneness of reality. How does he pray for the vision of oneness of reality? O Lord, may you enter into me, may I enter into you. When he said that, he implies, O Lord, please bless me with the vision that I am already non-separate from you and you are already non-separate from me. We can never become one, we are already one. So, may you help me resolve my relative difference between you and me by having the vision of absolute non-difference between you and me. Is it clear now? So, relatively difference is there, absolutely non-difference is there, and may the absolute non-difference be revealed to me, thereby may I resolve the relative difference in the vision of absolute non-difference. Is it clear now? So, now, we had to see the next line. Nibhagaham, Nibhagaham, Twayim Rujeswaha, Twayim Rujeswaha. Here, you have to take the word Bhaga. Then Aham, Hey Bhaga, O Lord, Aham, I, Twayi, in you. Then mrija is there. You have to bring the first me to mrija and say nimrija. Nimrija. Here you have to do certain changes in Veda mantra. Okay. Ni should go with mrija. Then you get the word what? Nimrija. He bhaga aham twayi nimrija. Repeat it. He bhaga aham twayi nimrija. Swayi in you, aham I, nimrje soak. O Lord, may I remain soaked in thee, soaked in you. May I remain soaked in you. May I merge in you. May remain soaked in you means what? Okay, may I not be outside of you at all. May I not be outside of you at all means, may I remain soaked in you, merge in you, drown in you means what? May my mind be always thinking of you. May mind be always thinking of you, conscious of you. One remaining oneself soaked in Bhagavan, merged in Bhagavan, implies one being always conscious of Bhagavan, thoughtful of Bhagavan. How can one be thoughtful of Bhagavan? Only by being worshipful and prayerful. How long should I be worshipful and prayerful? Until I get the vision, until I am blessed with the vision of non-difference, until I get blessed with the vision of the non-duality of the reality, until I blessed with the oneness, knowledge of the oneness of reality, I should be thoughtful of Bhagavan. Never ever I forget Bhagavan. Never ever I forget Ishvara. That means what? How can you be thoughtful of Ishvara? By being prayerful and being worshipful of Ishvara. Being prayerful and being worshipful of Ishvara also implies what? Being an ethical person. Being a righteous person. Being a person who is committed to live a life of values. By being a person whose life is in conformity with universal law and order. Being a person whose life is not, does not rub against the universal natural law and order. That's the only way you can remain soaked in Bhagavan. Understand now? That means you never become dry without Bhagavan. You see, you had to be wet, you had to be always damp. No, means what now? You had to be, I mean, soaked, isn't it? Swamiji says, when you take the gulab jamun outside, if you squeeze it, all essence comes out. So this is the, so oh Lord, so may I be always thoughtful of you. May I be thoughtful of you. May never forget you. See, even not to forget Bhagavan, you had to pray to Bhagavan. You need Bhagavan's grace not to forget Ish Bhagavan. Therefore, Twayi Nimruje Swaha. Hey Bhaga, Aham Twayi Nimruje Swaha. And here, so that what happens if I remain soaked in you, Bhagavan, by being prayerful, by being worshipful, by being committed to live a life of values, by being ethical, by being righteous, you know, by living a life in conformity with the universal law and order, I remain soaked in you, means, he says, there's a beautiful metaphor the Shunti is presenting. Sahasra Shakhe. Sahasra Shakhe. May I remain soaked in you. How can I remain soaked in you? He says, Sahasra Shakha means thousand branch. Thousand branch means river has, a river, any river has many tributaries, many branches. One river can come and can divide and go flow in many branches. Many tributaries of rivers we see. Similarly, and you, whichever tributary you get into, you can wash yourself, you know, because those days people used to have dip in the rivers. Bathing means not tubs, okay? What tub is such a small tub? You had to get into, jump into a big river and bathe and come out. This kind of bath means it is really river bath. River is the lots of water, fresh water, not stagnant water, okay? The water which keeps flowing, so the clean water. You know, tub means you have to open every time tap for the water to go down, isn't it? Not the dry rivers also, like some other rivers. And the big rivers, and then the water keeps flowing. So what happens now? The fresh water keeps on coming, and as it comes, and you have dip there, isn't it? A real bath. So here like that, any river supposed to get in, to have dip, to bathe yourself so that you come out clean, supposed to come out clean. Similarly here also, oh Lord, just as the river has many tributaries, you also have what? Many manifestations. Every thousand is a upalakshanam for countlessness. How many manifestations are there here in the world? Can we count? Countless. Therefore, any one manifestation can be taken as symbol of Bhagavan, and you can be pray, you can invoke the Lord through that form, in that form, thereby you can remain associated with, connected to Bhagavan. You can take one thing, take a mountain, take a river, take an ocean, any one thing. Because in Indian culture, in our Vedic culture, who is Bhagavan? The whole is Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything, but everything here is Ishvara. Therefore, a tree, what is tree? Ishvara is not the tree, but the tree is Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is not the mountain, but the mountain is Ishvara. So, you can invoke Bhagavan in any form. It is not at all difficult. So, tributaries, so many manifestations. The whole Jagat is manifestation of Ishvara means, the word thousand, Sahasram means 1,000. 1,000 is upalakshanam for countless manifestations. Therefore, any one form, O Lord, in any one of the forms, I can invoke you, okay? I can remain connected to you, I can remain linked to you, I can remain associated with you, that way I can be thoughtful of you, I will not forget you, that I can remain soaked in you. Thereby, I can be prayerful and worshipful to you. And also, I'll be blessed with the strength to live a life of dharma. Isn't it wonderful to say that? You have your own choice. No condition. No condition. Rojaji says, I want to invoke the Lord in mountain. Fine. You can invoke. My Lord is superior to your Lord. You know, you are invoking Bhagavan from a tree. Such quarrel is not there. He can choose spaghetti, Madhavi can choose, you know, something else.
Dokla.
Or somebody else can choose something else. No problem. Like that, you have your own choice for invoking the only Ishvara. You can have so many forms. Isn't it? That's why Sahasra Shakha means countless shakhas. Countless branches means countless, tributaries means countless manifestations. So in any of this, one of the manifestations, O Lord, may I invoke you, and then may I worship you, may be prayerful to you, may I tap your grace, and may remain soaked in you. May I remain, secure in you, may I remain protected in you. So beautiful, isn't it? So, Aham Tvayi Nimruje Swaha. Is it clear? So that what happens, that's the only way one can get rid of, one can wash off all the impurities of the mind. When you get into the water is supposed to, we keep you cleansed. You wash off your dirt, physical dirt. Similarly, when you remain soaked in Bhagavat Smaranam, remain in the thought of Bhagavan, all the time mind is thoughtful of Bhagavan means, that's the only way you can completely manage your ragadveshas. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryam, all these problems are always there. Like one tiger, one deer, tiger, lion, elephant, and water buffalo, and all these are cruel animals sitting in our own mind. Who are they? Jealousy. Oh my God, I don't want to be jealous at all. You know that very well, but there is jealousy. What can you do? And that you want to be jealous, but there is jealousy. You don't want to have really hatred, because hatred is a problem. Because why you don't want all those things? See, the jealousy, the hatred, and all these things really take your attention. It makes you distracted. It ruins your peace. You cannot really focus on subject matter of Shastram. Where is the question of contemplating, meditating upon all those things? These thoughts which arise in your mind really disturb you, trouble you, torments you, harasses you. These thoughts really harass you. So how are you going to protect yourself from these thoughts over which you have no say? You are thinking, see, there is somebody who is outside, who is really causing a disturbance in your mind, who is spoiling your peace. Really speaking, your peace is disturbed by your own jealousy, your own hatred, bitterness towards somebody. Then you want to be, but still you are helpless. Something, some behavior, some hurt, some guilt, others' behavior triggers, and then it comes and troubles. Now the other person, you are completely helpless. Shastram understands utter helplessness. It wants to help. How can you protect yourself? Isn't it? Your peace disturbed by whom? By your own problems. Therefore, these problems are this called mental illness, mental disease, isn't it? And physical sickness or other problem. But mental sickness is where, you know, anger. You don't want to be angry. But there is anger, all them ready to come and then to... Also, it really somebody becomes a victim of your problem also. And then that person becomes another problem for other somebody else. He gets hurt by your anger, and then that person also, what now, goes with the problem. See, this is complete, I tell you, when you want peace and happiness, you can never attain it, it's already there. All that you need is it has to become revealed to you. For that, your mind must become a patram, no, uchita patram, the appropriate receptacle, appropriate place where Bhagavan, who is already there, has to just reveal. Why? What is that prevents here? Isn't it? Therefore, here he says, these are the thoughts. Why do they come? Prarabdha. Why? You're not your own creation. They just come. They are there. Already there, they surface. Therefore, these things have to be managed so that you will be able to be focused and you will be able to understand. You will be able to become clear. You will have, you know, you have that vision. So all these things need first quiet mind. And how are you going to manage? Of course, you try your best to live a life of dharma. You do live a life of dharma. But still, you are managing. So here one of the means is, so commitment to live a life of dharma will help you to manage your thoughts. Another thing, even to be able to live a life of dharma, you need Bhagavan's grace. And one more thing, the jealousy, hatred, anger, all of them have to be really tackled. Means you need great devotion also. Devotion in the sense what? Commitment to live a life of dharma and all the time being conscious of, thoughtful of Ishvara, the Lord. How can you be thoughtful of Ishvara? By being prayerful and worshipful. How can you be worshipful? I need to relate to the Lord. You can simply pray, "Oh Lord, please bless me." That's fine. But to be worshipful also, you need to relate to the Lord. How can you relate to the Lord? Because all you can never relate to the Lord, because Lord is the whole which is inclusive of you. But to relate to Ishvara, you need something wherein you can invoke the Lord. So where can I invoke the Lord? Hey, my God, where can you? All that is here is Ishvara. Choose any one thing. Invoke Ishvara there. Okay? That's your own choice. That is why Indian puja rooms are all full of pictures and murtis. You cannot find one. I think, not here. No, I think in Australia, I took them to one Indian family and they saw the temple. Lots of forms they were seeing before. So what I'm saying here, this is, so many forms are there, so many things are there because we can invoke Ishvara in any form. So sahasra shake, tasmin sahasra shake, in that countless manifestations, O Lord, may I invoke you, may be worshipful to you, may worshipful, may be thoughtful of you, may be prayerful, thereby may be blessed with the strength to live a life of dharma. Again, may I be with you all the time, may I remain soaked in you all the time. Okay? Is it clear now? This is the meaning of the sentence. Twayim ruje swaha, Twayim ruje swaha. Actually here, he bhaga aham twayi nimruje, nimruje. Thereafter, yatha paf pravatayanti, yatha paf pravatayanti, yatha masa aharjaram, yatha masa aharjaram. Evam mam, brahmacharinah
ब्रह्मचारिणः ब्रह्मचारिणः धातरायन्तु सर्वतः स्वाहा धातरायन्तु सर्वतः स्वाहा.
सो इन् दिस् तं त्वाभग प्रविशानि स्वाहा समाभग प्रविश स्वाहा. इन् दीस् टू लैन्स् द स्टूडेण्ट् इस् प्रेयिङ्ग् फार् नालेज् knowledge of the reality, jnanam. And tasmin sahasra shake he bhaga aham tvayi nimruje swaha. And the next line, the student is praying for antahkarna shuddhihi by being prayerful and worshipful. That's the next prayer. Thereafter, again, the student is praying for again students, how the student should come to him. First he said which student should come to him. He prayed that students should come to him. Then he prayed which student should come for the students who should come to him as students. Now how they should come. How students should come to me? He says, Yatha apaha pravata yanti. Yatha means just as. Yatha, just as. Apaha means waters. Pravata yanti. Pravata means the place which is slope. You know, if the area is a slope, a slopey region, if there is a slopey place, imagine the water is flowing from up toward downwards in a slopy region. How does it flow? Does it take very long? Very quick, isn't it? Like that, just as water flows quickly towards the slopy region, isn't it, in the slopy region? May the students come to me. How the students should come to me? Just as the water flows downwards. The water has to go up. It is very difficult. You need a pump set. Isn't it? You need a pump set. Variety, different types of pump sets are available. And we, in Coimbatore, we manufacture a lot. Types of pump sets. Why? Because water is down. Somewhere you have to search for the water. In Gujarat also, they must have experience. Very difficult to get water. The water is somewhere. And the water has to come up here. Isn't it? How do you do? A pump set. But here the water has to flow from the up reservoir, which is up in the hill, and you have to go downwards to the canal pipes. It's very easy. So the water always flows downwards very quickly. It has to go up means difficult. Therefore, just as it should be difficult for the students to come to me, I should not find it difficult to find students who come to me. They should come to me easily. How they should come to me? Just as water gushes towards in a slopy region. Is it clear? Yatha apaha pravata yanti. Evam mam brahmacharinaha ayantu. Like that, may students come to me in this manner. Yatha masaha aharjaram. Yatha, just is one more example. Masaha means month. January, February, March. January, when you say month in English language, in Sanskritam, masaha. January masaha, February masaha, March masaha. Masaha means masam. In Tamil, we say masam. Here in masaha, Sanskritam. So, masaha means what? Months. Every month, it seems, the time flows very quickly. You all know, what is that which passes very quickly? Time. Time passes very quickly. Doesn't pass very quickly only in Shastram class. Because we feel little, isn't it? When you watch television, my God, you don't know what happened. Time passes quickly, isn't it? Generally, time passes very, very quickly, very soon. And so here it seems every aharjaram means samvatsaram, a year, varsham. Aharjaram means what? An year. Y-E-A-R. Samvatsaram is a synonym of the word aharjaram, year. And towards the year, all the months go, flow towards the year, next year. Okay, 2010 is over. And what happened? 2011 has come. And from 2011, and every month is quickly moving in order to go to the new year 2012. Isn't it? Quickly. Masaha aharjaram. All the months, January, February, March, April, quickly it moves towards what now? Every month is quickly going towards, moves so that it can go to the new year. It's a thought, isn't it? Just as the months flow towards the year very quickly, O Lord, may the students come to me. Evam brahmacharinaha mam ayantu mam yantu. Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. Yatha masaha aharjaram yanti, yatha apaha pravata yanti, tatha evam mam brahmacharinaha ayantu. May those students come to me. Anna. Dhatarayanto sarvataswaha. Dhatarayanto sarvataswaha. Now, dhatarayanto sarvataha swaha. So, who should come to me? Who should come to me? Which student should come to me? You ask for vividhakamanavantaha, prajnavantaha, damavantaha, samavantaha. All those disciples come to me asked, but he has Upanishad mentioned anywhere which people of which sex should come to me? Only men should come to me? No. Only women should come to me? No. Only Indians should study? No. Only Hindus should study? No. Whoever is interested in Shastram should come to me. Is it clear now? Therefore, sarvataha. Sarvataha means what now? From all sides. All sides means may people come to me to study the Shastram from all over the place. All sides. Sarvataha means from all the places. All the people from all the sides, all the places come to me for studying. Dhatarayantu. Hey Dhataha. Dhataha again means, O Lord, O Protector. Dhata means sustainer. Dhata means protector. In vocative case, Dhataha. O Protector, O Sustainer, O Lord. Hey Dhataha, Ayantu. Who should Ayantu? Brahmacharinaha. Kutaha Ayantu. From where should they come? May those students come to me from all sides. See, how the students should come to me, who are the students who should come to me, from where the students should come to me. Is it clear now? Kutaha ayantu sarvataha. See, Shastram is not prevented from study, isn't it? It's not, there's no discretion. Anybody, whoever has aspiration for jnanam, it is available. Therefore, mam he dhataha mam ayantu brahmacharinaha. Dhatarayantu sarvataswaha.
Dhatarayantu
sarvataswaha. Prativeshose, prativeshose, pramabhahi, pramabhahi. Pramapadyasva, pramapadyasva. If you have the word bahi, it means be bahi. If it is a pahi, please cut it to bahi. It must be bahi, not pahi. So, Hey Bhagavan, you have to add that Prativeshaha Asi. Prativeshaha means the place where people relax and rest. Home, isn't it? A place where people can relax and rest, you know, feel relaxed, is called Prativeshaha. O Lord, you are my relaxing place. You are my rest home. Rest, a place of rest. Prativeshaha, Prativeshaha Asi. Here he is addressing to the Lord. Prativeshaha Asi means A-R-E-R. O Lord, thou art my home where I rest. It means what? Home means not this literal home. Just as you can relax and rest in home, and Bhagavan is the resort where you can relax and rest completely. See, when you go to a resting place, a place where you can rest, what do? Not simple resting means it involves so many things. You go, it is not very hot, it is not too cold also. First of all, you have good temperature. You don't feel very cold, you don't feel very hot. Once you get into the house, and how do you feel? Then you want to brush your teeth. And then there is a bathroom, you can go and brush. Oh, I want to brush. Where is the bathroom? Where is the wash basin? Don't need to search for it. It's available. That's why it's called restroom, rest house. There's a bathroom available. There is a wash basin available. Open the tap. Oh my God, there's no water also is available. Everything is available. You want a nice paste and paste of your choice. You want Colgate. You want Neem. You want something else. And everything is available. Pick up anything you want. That is when we say excellent guest house, very well maintained. And you are looked after so well. Isn't it? You write also visitor's book. Very good care. Excellent. Thank you. Isn't it? And they also want that, expect that, because to show it to their, they want also. Because everything is well taken care of. That is the good guest house. Isn't it? And you have everything. And you want to have shower, you can have shower. You want cold water, hot water, and clean towels, and also clean soap, fresh everything. And it is to your choice of fragrance also, not too gaudy, not too, like that. Everything that you like. And once you come out, and there's a mild perfume which you all like. And you go to the kitchen, dining hall, oh my God, such a beautiful dining hall, and where you have all types of food. Okay, varieties of food you want. Any food, you can choose anything you want to eat. And after that, any drink you want to drink, no hot drinks. And then all good drinks, which is good for your mind and body. And after that, you go to the, you want to go and rest. Go to the bedroom. Very clean bed, nice, comfortable, no noise, quiet, you lie down. You want, while lying down, you want to listen to nice music, there's a nice CD player, and CDs are all very good collections by best musicians in the world. And then when you go this side, like that, everything is fine. That is a real rest home. Isn't it? Similarly, you want to get your antahkaranam purified, Bhagavan is the only refuge. You want to have your particular problem of your hatred towards people, Bhagavan is the only refuge. You want to have some massage done, you want to have take care of your knee pain, Bhagavan is the only refuge. Like how rest home, the place where you rest, providing you with all the comforts you need, similarly, for your inner growth, a spiritual growth, for your jnanam, for your moksha, Bhagavan is the only refuge who can take care of all your needs. You want mental purity, you want good physical health, Bhagavan, you have to pray to Bhagavan. You want good emotional health, you have to pray to Bhagavan. Living the lifestyle enjoined by Veda. You want antahkarana shuddhi, you have to pray to Bhagavan. You want to be able to, you need to manage your thoughts. You are not able to manage your thoughts. Oh Lord, I know, I want moksha. And for moksha, I need to know the truth, your truth, being yourself, being myself. I know. And for this jnanam, my mind has to be ready. My mind is not ready. I don't know how to have your vision. Okay, please bless me with the knowledge. Please bless me from like demanding. You can demand Bhagavan. Okay, please bless me with jnanam. Not asking for once and forgetting. Keep on pestering Bhagavan. You will get it. No jnanam. And then not only jnanam. And you want, for jnanam, I know I need to have antakarana shuddhi. I don't know how to get antakarana shuddhi. Bhagavan, please bless me with mental purity also. I don't know how to get mental purity, Bhagavan. And people say that I have to live a life of values. I know I want to live a life of values. I need to live a life of values, but I'm not able to. I'm not able to avoid telling lies. I'm not able to avoid, I'm not able to speak the truth all the times. I'm not able to give up my jealousy. How to? So please see that all the qualifications are required for jnanam. Please bless me with that jnanam qualifications. What will you do? Only refuge. You can, with your efforts, your efforts are must. But with your efforts, mere efforts is not enough. But without grace, efforts are not enough. But without efforts, you cannot earn Bhagavan's grace also. So you have to make efforts, and you have to be prayerful to tap the grace. Therefore, that is why he says, "Oh Lord, prativeshaha asi." Look at this, so beautiful. One sentence tells you this much. You are prativeshaha. Yeni prarabdha. See, prarabdha brings, prarabdha. All the pratibandhas, obstacles, are ordained by your paradha karma phalam. What can you do with the paradha pratibandhas, obstacles? And who is responsible for the pratibandhas? You are helpless. The paradha ordains the pratibandha. No? So how are you going to manage those pratibandhas? And still you progress. Still you uplift yourself, still you gain jnanam. How? Only way is what now? By being prayerful and worshipful. That means taking refuge in Bhagavan implies being committed to live a life of dharma and being prayerful and being worshipful to manage all the problems you have in life, thereby, to uplift yourself. The only resort is Bhagavan. Therefore, here the student is saying, "O Lord, you are prativeshaha asi. You are the home for resting. I can rest and relax with all my problems, with my knee pain, with my jealousy, with my hatred, with all those things. I'm sure I'm progressing towards the truth. I'm progressing towards the vision. I'm not really, I'm not really degrading myself. I am progressing. I'm not regressing really. How? By associating myself with the Lord, Ishvara. All those problems, I'm really progressing. It is not possible for one to be without the problems. But problems should not really regress our growth. It should contribute for our growth. How is it possible? Hold on to Bhagavan. Holding on to Bhagavan again should not think and going and catching his feet and then making him, not allowing him to move to some next door. You should stay only in my house. Not becoming possessive of Bhagavan here. You should understand what I mean. Okay? Therefore, prativeshaha asi. Thereafter, what do you pray? That prativesho se pramabhahi. Prativesho se pramabhahi. That pra should go with bahi. please take the pra and put it with the bhahi and make one word prabhahi. Say now, prabhahi. Prabhahi is an imperative form of the root prabhati. Bhati means shines. Natatra suryo bhati. Remember the word bhati? Gacchati, patati, like that. The what is the verb? Bhati. And what is the imperative? What is the imperative form of bhati? Bhahi. And add a prefix pra, what does it become? Prabhahi. Prabhahi means what? O Lord, may you shine to me. May you reveal thy swarupam to me. Prabhahi, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. Prabhahi, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. Prabhahi. Ma prabhahi, maam prabhahi means what? May you reveal thy swarupam to me. Maam there means to me. May you not make me wait for your vision of your swarupam. O Lord, please reveal thy swarupam to me totally. Actually how you are, what is the real swarupam? May you reveal thy swarupam to me. Then, pramapadyasva, pramapadyasva. Again, like prabhahi, it means what I'm repeating it. They say, O Lord, please reveal thy swarupam to me. Prabhahi, reveal thy swarupam to me. Then, pramapadyasva. Pramapadyasva. So, there again, padyasva, you have to take the pra and put it with the padyasva, prapadyasva. Ma prapadyasva means mam prapadyasva. Prapadyasva means, O Lord, may you, what now? May you come towards me. May you reach me. Maam prapadyasva. I make effort to know your form. You, how can you come towards me? Lord can never walk towards you. May you come towards me means what? May you reach me, Lord means? May you make me reach to you. Make me reach you. How can you reach? In terms of jnanam. There is no way of reaching the Lord, attaining the Lord, going towards the Lord, other than knowledge. Only in terms of knowledge, O Lord, help me reach you. O Lord, please reach me, come to me through knowledge. That means, please bless me with the vision. Repeatedly, here the student is asking for jnanam. O Lord, please come to me. O Lord, please reveal the swarupam to me. Look at the prayer. Maam prabhahi. Ma prapadyasva. In these two sentences, he prays for the vision of the reality. He is praying for vision of the truth. He is praying for the knowledge of the reality. He is praying for jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. So, O Lord, prapadyasva, ma prapadyasva, maam prabhahi means what? Prabhahi prapadyasva. You can also say this. Prabhahi prapadyasva. Reveal the swarupam to me and please come towards me. Come to me. Don't keep yourself away from me. When you ask Bhagavan to come to you, what does it mean? Bhagavan is away from you now. Why Bhagavan is away from you? In real sense, Bhagavan can never be away from you. You can never be away from Bhagavan. In fact, you and Bhagavan are there distancelessly. In spite of the reality being such that, in spite of the difference being not there, the distance also being not there, there is a seeming distance between you and Bhagavan. The seeming distance between you and Bhagavan is caused by ajnanam. There is no physical distance between you and Bhagavan. There is no physical time distance. There is no physical spatial distance between you and Bhagavan. Isn't it? There is neither time distance nor spatial distance between Bhagavan and you. Because there is no difference between you both. Therefore, distance is not there because difference is not there. Therefore, time-wise distance is not there, spatial distance is not there. The distance is purely caused by ignorance of the oneness, of the reality. Therefore, O Lord, please bless me with the knowledge, thereby remove the ignorance which causes the seeming distance between you and me. It looks as though it takes very long, 40 years I've been studying philosophy. Nothing seems to have worked. I feel fed up with the organization, fed up with the teachers and fed up with... No, it is not, problem is not with anybody else, anywhere else. The problem all is with the mind. Then I find fault with the teacher, find fault with the teaching, find fault with the situations. No. Really speaking, the problem is not with anybody. I tell you, as long as we try to blame others for our vision not being there, we will never improve ourselves. The problem is not with anybody else. The problem is with one's own mind. So that's why here the teaching is all that is for what? It's all for... To understand, see, your problem is accepted totally by Shastram. The problem is not found something wrong. Okay, you are wrong. You are not wrong. You are a wonderful person. Shastram sees you as a wonderful, wonderful person. And Shastram accepts you just as a mother accommodates her child. How does a mother accommodate the child? However naughty the child is, really for every neighbor, the child is really like a rakshasa. But for her own mother, in Tamil we say, kakek tankunju ponkunju, the crow looks at its own offspring. Oh, how sweet my darling is. Why mother crow looks at the offspring crow? My child, my baby, looks so dark. I should not say this, in front of other people. We are also dark because there are people who are so-called, and we should not make, even Baba Black Sheep has been stopped now. So, I shouldn't say that. Therefore, be very careful. I'm saying, see, even the crow, in India, we say other birds look so beautiful and nice, a crow. But for a mother crow, its own offspring is so beautiful and so handsome and so acceptable. Similarly, for the Shastram, all of us are acceptable. You know that nobody is non-acceptable in the book for the teacher or for the Shastram. Isn't it? Because your problem, being problematic is being with the problems, is not a wrong thing, isn't it? It's a natural thing. So that's why Shastram accepts the problems, allows you to be, to have your problems, but helps you to get rid of the problems. So sweet. Isn't it so nice of this Shastra? That is why here Bhagavan also, he says what? We don't know. That is why you have to be prayerful. No? The only way. So Prabhahi, Prapadyasva means there is no real, this distance is not there at all. And that distance can be really removed. The distance caused by ignorance can be removed only by Jnanam. There's no real distance. The seeming distance is there. That's why it takes so long, my God, so long for me to recognize Bhagavan. And sometimes we get tired also. I don't want to. I'm not attending this class anymore, People lose interest, give up interest in Shastra classes, and they disconnect also from, slowly they give up. They feel tired. Because everything they want, everything to happen very quickly. They really don't understand what the teaching is all about. Overnight. Like fast food. go stand in Victoria station and ask for some bun or bread or something, one sandwich. Pay the money, throw the money, cabins and get the sandwich, biting run to get the train. You know, so fast, very fast. That far people want jnanam also. It will never happen. So long, it seems it takes so very long to have the Bhagavan's darshanam. Bhagavan's sakshatkara takes so long. And we read also books wherein we understand where many devotees who have, how they had the vision of all Puranas, we listen. And we also expect one fine day, Bhagavan will appear in front of me. And I'm going to shake hands with him. I'm going to take him for lunch or he's going to give me a nice lunch. These things, now this will never happen. People expect such things to happen. So there's no such Bhagavad Sakshatkara. There is no such, thing. Really speaking, that's why it takes very long. And it seems I had to go somewhere to discover Bhagavan. I had to go in search of nice jungle to sit and meditate. And I had to meditate and somehow in meditation, nobody else should know other than that meditative technique. I should know the technique and I should have the knowledge. Really speaking, you are never away from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is never away from you. You are Bhagavan. You are the whole. You are the truth. You are the reality. It is a firm, doubt-free understanding. This is the vision of the Shastram. And all that you need is, there's a different distance is only seeming distance. Difference also is only seeming, relative difference. Relatively, you are different from Ishvara. And seemingly you are away from Ishvara. Really speaking, you are never away, you are non-different. And for that difference, that relative difference is also has to be resolved, for which you have to resolve the seeming distance also. The seeming distance being caused by ignorance, only jnanam can help you resolve the seeming distance. Therefore, when the student is praying, O Lord, prapadyasva, ma prapadyasva, means, O Lord, please come towards me. Please reach me soon. And, O Lord, please reveal thy sorupam to me. Shine. Why not you shine? May you shine for me, like any star shines, fire shines, all the trees shine, the whole jagat shines. Like that, may your swarupam, your forms shine to me, your swarupam, your rupam is shining for me now. Your form is shining for me now, but your swarupam is not shining for me. Is clear now? All the whole jagat shines, but your swarupam has to shine for my buddhi, reveal. So here, the swarupam, rupam, swarupam. What is Bhagavan's rupam? What is Bhagavan's form? What is swarupam? The whole jagat is Bhagavan's rupam. Every rupam is Bhagavan's rupam. It shines to our eyes. Is it clear now? Bhagavan's rupam is revealed to our physical eyes. But Bhagavan's swarupam should be revealed to our mind. Bhagavan's swarupam cannot be revealed to our eyes, but only revealed to our eye of knowledge, eye of mind, isn't it? O Lord, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. May you come to me soon. Reach me soon. Mam prapadyasva, reach me soon. How? By blessing me with the vision of thy swarupam, being myself. Bhagavan swarupam is myself. I am Bhagavan's swarupam. Therefore, I am Bhagavan. Aham Brahma Asmi. That is the vision. So, O Lord, please bless me with this vision, Aham Brahma Asmi. Is it clear now? This is the prayer for knowledge. which itself is a prayer for moksha. So with this, the fourth anuvakaha comes to an end. Very beautiful, whole anuvaka is full of mantras. Is it clear now? Iti chaturthaha anuvakaha. Here ends the fourth paragraph. What are all the prayers you had? This fourth anuvakaha, I am repeating it today. Next class, I will not repeat what all I have repeated until today. Next class, we will straight away go to another meditation, which is called Vyahruti Upasanam. Next class, I will go to that. I will not do that today. So, I will not repeat any of these lessons next class. Straight away, I'll jump to the Vyahruti. Jump means I'll go to, don't get frightened, okay, my God, we had to see Swamiji's teaching, we can tolerate. We had to see her jumping also, don't feel that way. So here, this Anuvakaha comes to an end. So next is again, Upanishad is introducing another meditation. Like you had earlier, Samhita Upasanam, Upanishad is going to introduce Vyahruti Upasanam. We'll see what is Vyahruti, what is Vyahruti Upasanam, who are the devatas invoked there, etc. We'll see in the following class. But this Anuvakaha has only mantras of prayer. And mantras meant for japaha, meant for homaha. And what is the mantra japaha, the japa mantra as a prayer for sharpness of intellect, good physical health, etc. And the mantra for homa, the homa mantras, we had prayer for students, and the student may make it very clear why he wants the students, should be very clear for you, and what type of students should come to him, and from where the students should come to him, how the students should come to him. Isn't it? Who are the students who should come to him? What type of students should come to him? Where should the students come from? How the students should come to him? All these are revealed in his very prayer. And thereafter, the student ultimately asks for vision. And there are four sentences where the student is praying for vision. We know, Nibhagaham Tvayim Rujay Swaha, and then Samabhaga Pravisha Swaha, Tam Tvabhaga Pravishani Swaha, and then Prabhahi Prapadyasva. All these sentences reveal a prayer for vision of the truth. With this prayer mantras, involved in two different disciplines, japaha and homaha, are over. This anuvakaha is over. Okay? So next class when we meet, we will have the new lesson. So I will not repeat these mantras. So I give you some homework that all of you just try to recollect what all you have heard. I have repeated many times, 1,000 times. But you remember at least once, and then not feeling tired of my repetition, you put it in writing. You can write down every sentence of the mantra, because very, very simple sentence, and try to recollect the meaning I have, even though you do not know Sanskritam, you can try to recollect, oh, this word means what? Okay, you can remember, and try to write down, because even if you write once, it is enough. You don't need more home. You don't need to really do much for this first chapter. But I'm serious about it, because the first chapter does not deal with Brahma Vidya, even though it discusses lots of disciplines. So see that all of you try to take your own time and try to remember all the sentences and write down the meanings, what you've understood, and then so that come. If you do some homework, it'll be very good. I will not repeat, and you will be able to teach others also. So to confirm your understanding, or to have better understanding, or for your assimilation of the understanding, whatever you have understood in the class, we thought we should I thought I should really do something for it, because I don't know. You come to the class, you go, I come and teach something, and then I had to manage so many things and so many minds, and you have your own things to do. You know, everyone has one's own, lots of things to do. Your work, your place, your home, your, you know, social network and all those, lots of things you have. So I feel very good, and then thanks to Bhagwan for sending you all to study with me. So it's also good, but still there must be some sort of progress on all our part. And genuine effort also must be there. So I thought we'll think of doing something else for our real work. We'll think about it. So with this, class is over. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.